WWA Mobile.
For ZEW Mobile.
Good afternoon.
In for VWA. Give me that call sign one more time.
Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey.
Karen, how are you today? Steve on this end. I'm up here, just northwest of Inman.
Terribly far. This is Ben in Simpsonville, but I'm running up to the Ennery landfill to get rid of some appliance parts and electronics parts and stuff.
You talking about the one there on Little Mountain Road?
Here by the Mesa Soccer Complex. Gosh, I'm blanking on the name of the road right now.
Oh, yeah. That is Anderson Ridge Road.
That's it. I'm out here trying to get rid of some stuff I've had building up for a while, and with a lot of the chip and semiconductor shortages and stuff, I strip my electronics for usable parts before I get rid of them, so I'm getting rid of the all the junk I haven't stripped out already, because I like to tinker a little bit in electronics, so I pirate what I can and recycle the rest.
Well, I'm headed for the Spartanburg County landfill at Little Mountain Road, and I'm going to drop off some electronics junk. That's crazy. So what did you do for a living?
I work in information technology, so I've done everything from hardware, software, networking. Right now I work on the Epic software for hospitals, so mostly software work. Don't get into hardware much, except for my own little projects on the weekends.
Uh-huh. Well, I did digital medical imaging.
Cool. So you probably do this. The Epic is a electronic health record, so it's a little different than anything that's patient facing.
It's an EMR system, and now does yours carry DICOM format imaging from radiology?
No, my specialties are home health and hospice. Radiology is different because the software is so broad. Even the IT people have to specialize, kind of like the doctors do. So I've never worked any radiology, just the home health hospice and some ambulatory.
Okay, then you're dealing more with hard records, HIPAA stuff.
Exactly. Not. We've got interfaces, but I don't have to work on the interfaces themselves. I just have to work with the interfaces team on what they expect from my modules and what my modules are expecting back.
Integrate the two segments and make sure they talk to each other.
For example, like with hospice. It's set up so that when the physicians order medications, it gets validated and transmitted to the pharmacy, and then the pharmacy does the fills the prescription and delivers it, because we're dealing a lot with home patients.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Now, there's another guy on here that does networking. I can't pull up his call sign, but his name's Lloyd, and he works over there for Spartanburg County, and doing networking and interface for Spartanburg County.
I've talked to a guy on this net named Lloyd. He lives over in Holly Tree or Holly Trace, just outside of Malden. So we figured out where myself and him are probably half mile from each other, but I don't know if that's the same Lloyd or not.
Well, Lloyd had to work with 85 to get to work every day, so I felt so sorry for the boy having to deal with that traffic.
Anybody that has to touch 85 during rush hour, and now it's getting to be even just during the day, it's a nightmare.
Right about that. I avoid that area at any time during the day, like the plague, especially along Pelham Road. And you know what? They can do whatever they want to, but what they have done is so, so far behind the curve. I mean, it's just, I don't know. They just, they're not doing projections. They're not doing growth. They're not doing anything except just getting by for the time being. And the big road money pretty much all goes down to Myrtle Beach and to Columbia.
Huge project on 26 North between Columbia and Newberry. I mean, new bridges, lane widenings, and everything. And you're right, I think, at least as far as the upstate is concerned, it's to the point of being reactive instead of proactive. I know they have some plan, they call it the 2040 plan, and they're trying to adapt to all the influx and stretched infrastructure and stuff, but I don't know if they're going to actually execute any of that plan before 2040.
20 now, or the 2022 now plan. Gee whiz. Well, like I said, Greenville and 85 doesn't get near the money. I mean, and it's a major artery between Atlanta and Charlotte. I mean, it just seems like that they would just keep that open and keep it from being a bottleneck.
W, give me just a minute. I got to check in here at the landfill. Yeah, I'm at the gate.
Roger, roger. Well, listen, I'm about 2 minutes away from my destination also, so I'm going to let you go, bud. I'm going to sign with you. Good luck with that. Have fun. 73s, and it was interesting. KN4, VWA, mobile for about another 90 seconds.
Okay, I didn't catch much of that drop-off. I had to talk to the guy at the gate, but yeah, good talk to you. Probably hear you around sometime. This is KO4ZEW. I'm clear.
Hope I do get to catch you on there again soon. And like I said, I'm about 90 seconds away from my drop-off. Looks like we're both going to be having some fun. Oh, I love it. So anyhow, we'll gripe and complain about the road some other time. KN4, VWA. Mobile for about another 60 seconds. I'm clear.
What was your name?
Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo.
Okay, this is Ben. KO4ZEW, clear.